from wherever you may be listening. Glad to have you along for the weekly chat with Rick Limpert, my tech guy. On Twitter, his handle is Rick Roswell, and he joins us from the alternate Starbucks location. Why the alternate today?
I've had to switch it up, Sully. The other one was too busy. It's like the old Yogi Berra saying, nobody goes there anymore because it's too crowded. And I needed some peace and quiet today to talk to you.
Well, I hope that you're getting a lot of stuff done. I know you always are, and folks can keep up with all those things that you are doing. All of your adventures and your work merged into one place, wirelesswednesday.live. And Rick, today we are going to talk about some tailgate technology as the football season is upon us. Five games today as we talk on this Saturday, but the real season, I guess, for most people think of the real football beginning next weekend. But still, we're going to talk about how you can win your tailgate this year, Rick.
Yeah, who cares about the game, Sully, as long as you win the tailgate? And I know you've, over the years, have done remotes at tailgates in the past, so I know you've you filed away some of that information for use in situations like this.
Yes, I have, Rick, but there's really only one aspect of the tailgate that I've ever developed any proficiency, and that is the drinking aspect, and I don't even do that anymore.
Well, I always thought of you as a grill master, Sully. So it's not a tailgate without a grill. So we got a couple things to talk about that, and then just some various other things. So, but the first thing, Sully, on the list, even if you're not number one grill master, the BBQ Guru will help you. It's an accessory that kind of hooks up to your grill, and think of it as a high tech control that helps you make your meat just perfect the way you want it. So it controls your cooking temperature, tracks your food temperatures, and then stores that information for future use. It's voice-controlled now, and just helps you control your grill or your smoker to get the perfect meat for your tailgate.
It might sound a little weird, but it's worth checking out, especially if you want to be the man at the tailgate this year. BBQGuru.com is the website. Next on the list, this OWC Thunderbolt 3 dock. This has everything you need to charge anything.
Yeah, and anything to stay connected at your tailgate. So 13 ports on this one dock. So it may seem like a little overkill, but believe me, the way we watch games now, we have things hooked up, we charge things. Our tailgates really are our high-tech wireless watching parties a lot of times. So unprecedented power, speed to your laptops, other devices, perfect for your tailgate. And, you know, it's a necessity now. So I need to have everything plugged in. This has 13 ports to do that.
And there's nothing better than being that person at the tailgate who, when the need for something arises, you get to say, oh, I have that.
Oh, yeah. I'm always the hero at a lot of tailgates, so if you can believe that.
I don't have a hard time believing that at all. Check this fantastic Thunderbolt 3 dock out online, owcdigital.com. All right, how about the Curious Creamery? As a coffee drinker, this is what I am wanting to know about. How awesome are these things?
Yeah, but not coffee-related, Sully. This is ice cream-related. So now you can make your own fresh, quote-unquote, boozy ice cream right at your tailgate. So gourmet ice cream on the fly. It's only $1.99 for a starter pack of these different flavors, and you just whip it right up. Gluten-free, lactose-free, real-tasting ice cream you can whip up right at your tailgate with these little packs and a mixer and a bowl and some water or milk. So try all the flavors. And, again, if you want to be the hero of your tailgate, this is the perfect dessert topping for your tailgate.
TheCuriousCreamery.com. I guess I got ahead of myself and thought about creamer for my coffee because that's always top of mind. But this can be used with an alcoholic ice cream mix, which they have, right?
Yeah, they have the little recipes that come with it, and you can mix in. You can make it non-alcoholic or alcoholic, but these flavors really kind of lend themselves to some boozy ice cream you can serve up at your tailgate.
Well, anytime my tailgating involved booze, there was usually large portions of that day that I didn't remember. So I think I'll stick to the non-alcoholic, but that product definitely looks cool. How about these Copper Chef grill mats? These can be very important for a tailgate.
Yeah, your grills get get, you know, used up and dirty and kind of marked up over many uses. So we previously talked about the Copper Chef pots and pans and how great they are, but these grill mats are really a tailgater's best friend. They come in a nice size. They kind of roll out. They're easy to store and transport, and they're versatile, and they get rid of those flare-ups that you have sometimes that are dangerous, and your marinator base will stay on your food. Nothing sticks to these mats, and it gives that nice little perfect grill marks on your meat as well. So clean with ease, and again, a no-brainer at about $20.
All right, how about these, is it Zizzy Bees washable bags?
I just wanted to hear you say Zizzy Bees, Sully, so you made my day there. So, yeah, these are kind of transportable little bags. Organizing things is very important at a tailgate. Now you can organize your utensils, matches, spices, condiments, all in these Zizzy Bee bags. And you can get different sizes. They come in different packs. And they even make a laundry bag, Sully, so you can take all those sweaty clothes off before you head into the game after your tailgate and bring a change of clothes anywhere.
Make sure you have some deodorant or at least some spray to hose yourself off before you head into the game. But actually, that's one of those things, Rick, and you've put some great things on this list, things that maybe are not top of mind as you're preparing for an outdoor tailgate or any sort of outdoor event. This type of thing is actually cool to have, these bags.
Yeah, you don't want to go into the game smelling like a bratwurst or a Polish sausage off the grill. So bring your change of clothes, change up. But again, storing your utensils and used condiments and spices and whatever else you're using, marinades, is great in these bags.
All right, well, we can't do anything without the right tools, and you can't eat without the utensils. And the folks at iFork, you say, Rick, have outkicked their coverage with the latest group of products that they have out here. Very affordable and absolutely necessary for dining at your tailgate.
I figured you'd like that play on words, Sully, football related. So iFork, of course, they're famous for the iFork device, but now they've made kind of a utensil plate cup pack where everything kind of sticks together. So utensils click onto your plate, which make it great for walking around at a tailgate, and then also your cup actually fits underneath the plate, so you can transport those around. So, Sully, if you're looking to eat and high-five someone at the same time at your tailgate, these sets start at about $20 from iFork, and I thought they were nice to throw into this list.
Well, the only person I would want to high-five at a tailgate is you, Rick.
Why would that be? I'm rooting for the Packers. You'd be rooting for the Patriots.
Oh, no. Don't say that word ever. We're in Atlanta. We don't even mention the name of that team.
Oh yeah, with Mercedes-Benz Stadium opening this weekend, I guess we're all hoping the Falcons have a good debut and everything goes smoothly in the new stadium. Even though the roof will be closed for a few weeks.
Absolutely. Well, as we talk tailgate tech, let's get your take. Which do you like better, Saturday or Sunday? Are you a college guy or are you a pro guy?
I like going to college games, Sully, but I like watching the pro games at home, if that sounds weird or makes any sense to you. There's really nothing like going to a college game here in the South. And, you know, I'm lucky. I get press passes where sometimes I get to stand on the sidelines, and there's nothing like standing on the sidelines in a game like that. But for NFL Sunday, Sully, I like to relax in my own home or man cave and watch the pro games at home and, you know, maybe make my own tailgate at home. So that's kind of how I like to roll.
Well, you get a little appetizer of the college football this weekend, and then in earnest, it starts next weekend. Florida State and Alabama at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 8 o'clock a week from tonight on Saturday. That should be an incredible matchup. Rick, hope you enjoyed. Hope folks give you a follow on Twitter. Rick Roswell, the handle for you, and hope you have a great week, sir.
Thanks. I'll keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you next week.